Rushburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear. The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Let me tell you all the reasons why my favorite color is Prep Pill Blue. Not blue, but Prep Pill Blue. Stories of me talking all about hooking up with guys, getting wasted, going home with guys I don't even know, not having any desire to use condoms at all whatsoever. Just the entire notion of hooking up and just sitting on dick after dick after dick after dick, just continuously wanting to hit on that hot jock top that you've been eyeing on your Grindr grid for weeks, even though he's so far beyond out of your league, and knowing that you are gonna go over to his place and he's gonna fuck you and he's gonna come in your ass. But listen, you might be asking yourself, how is it that I am so openly and candidly endorsing the act and the idea of using unprotected sex as something that I talk about on a regular basis? Well, there's two different things that all of you should know out there, but unfortunately, what I'm learning is that some of you have no fucking clue what I'm even talking about. And it's the fact that in San Francisco, there's two sides of the gay coin. And one side is all of the guys that are HIV positive and undetectable because they're on medications to create a moment where they become undetectable. And just as a side note, that undetectable word means they can't transmit the virus. And then the other side of the coin is all of the gays who are on none other than PrEP, a once daily pill that actually prevents you from getting HIV from anyone, and you can have sex unprotected. So sit back, relax, put on that condom or pop your PrEP pill, and let's explore the entire notion of what it means when I say that my favorite color is Prep Pill Blue. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ+ community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, popper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Washburn here, and welcome back to the show that hasn't really seen a condom in over a decade because, well, it's on PrEP, my gay expose podcast. And on this week's expose, we explore the entire notion of what it means when I say that my favorite color is PrEP pill blue. You guys, we're going to talk about PrEP this week, and it just continuously blows my mind that the more people I meet out there, no matter how long I do this show, there are people out there who look at me in the face and say, "What is PrEP?" And they're serious. They're not making a joke. This is real. People out there don't know what PrEP is. And, you know, someone like me living in my cute little cozy San Francisco gay bubble, I just don't understand how, if you're gay, you don't know what PrEP is. So we're going to go into all the ins and outs of all of that this week, the whole notion of you equals you, the AIDS life cycle, and what they do for both of these concepts in today's gay society. And this week on the Your Gay Exposé segment, I reached out to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there, and asked you if you're on PrEP or if you're not, and to explain. And I just really kind of want to see how many people out there are on PrEP and how many people out there are not, and how many people actually know what it is or don't know what it is or whatever. I just really want to take a tally and find out what the results will be for this week's Your Gay Exposé segment. But first, before we actually wake up, hit our alarm, and grab our PrEP pill and pop it before we do anything else to start our day, first, let's hop into this week's re-expose. Welcome to this week's re-expose, the segment in which I take the time to reassess, re-examine, re-explain, restart over, or just re-say shit that I said in past episodes that either you didn't fully understand, I didn't fully understand, you came for me and I felt like I needed to readdress, or once I re-listened through for an edit, I was like, oh my fucking God, what the fuck, what, why would I, oh Jesus, what a goddamn mess. That definitely merits a re-expose. Okay, you guys, check it out. I want to take this quick time out in this week's re-expose segment just to go over all of the amazing shit that I found on Positive Plus One. Now, you guys, listen, 2 weeks ago, I did an episode with extra special guest Christian Mercer Hall from across the pond, who basically is the founder and CEO of this incredible new app called Positive Plus One. And if you want to know more, go back into the Positive Plus One with extra special guest Christian Mercer Hall and listen to that expose, and you'll find out a little bit more in detail exactly what it is. Long story short, it's an app that is meant to empower the HIV community. It's for people who are living with HIV. It's for people who are HIV advocates. It's for people who work in the HIV realm, people who consider themselves to be allies. You name it, people are there. And you guys, I have to say, it's only been a week at the time of this recording, and I am just blown away by a lot of these people who are just literally introducing themselves with photos and sharing their stories. People who are living with HIV and like all the different ins and outs of what they're going through. People who are negative and sharing that they're on Positive Plus One because their partner is positive and they're cohabitating together in that environment. There are people who are talking about being born with HIV. I mean, you guys, some of the stories I just never expected to see. Advocates all over the place. I just can't get enough of this Positive Plus One. And, you know, I have to say, you guys better get used to this shit. I am going to be shamelessly plugging this Positive Plus One shit until I am PrEP pill blue in the face. So go over to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and download Positive Plus One now. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. It's so, I have to say, just, it's so nice to be in a space where everybody is just sharing. I mean, there are testimonials of people who are literally saying that, like one specific person said that they were diagnosed 6 months ago, and it's the first time that they were actually typing out the words, saying it to somebody else, anybody else out there, that they were actually HIV positive, and how like scared and timid and just relieved at the same time that he was. I mean, just so many different stories. A girl who, like I said before, said that she was born HIV positive. I mean, just so many incredible stories, you guys. And I just want all of you to be a part of this. Positive Plus One, go to positiveplusone.com or download now in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Do it now. And speaking of HIV and AIDS, did you think that I was actually going to go anywhere without shamelessly plugging the idea that I need all of you out there to please, please, please donate to my AIDS life cycle journey? Links in all of my social media outlets, all of my websites in this week's show notes. If you pretty much just Google Ronnie Washburn, you can find a way to donate to my 2024 AIDS life cycle journey. So before we get my gay expose that just so happens to have a Prep Pill Blue themed undertone, first, let's get your gay expose. And this week, the question was asked to a few of my friends, as well as all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. Are you on PrEP? Yes or no? And explain. So let's get some of those responses now. And my aim this week is to tally as many answers as possible and just see who's on PrEP and who's not. So let's get all of it now. Abraham says, yes. Kyle says, yep. Monish says, yes. Daryl says, yes. Matthew says, yep. Michael says, duh. He's actually saying duh because Michael is a slut. So, sluts out there, get your ass on PrEP. Kelsey says, I'm not on PrEP, but I do get tested for all STDs as well as HIV each and every year. And you guys, Kelsey's my lesbian friend. So she's female, and so PrEP doesn't technically apply to her. But I am so happy to hear that she does get tested for STDs and HIV each year, because there are so many people out in this country and this world even that aren't even doing that. David says, pretty much the only reason why I go to see my doctor is simply to get my PrEP pill prescription refilled. Todd says, no, I just use condoms. Sergio says, yes. Keith says, who isn't on PrEP? Keith, I hate to say this, but you would be surprised how many people not only aren't on PrEP, but don't even know what the fuck it is. It's just mind-blowing to me. Marco says, San Francisco and PrEP go hand in hand. Jeremy says, no. I actually tried, but I got very sick and couldn't function. So I decided to take other precautions. So I actually have heard this, that there are some people who have like a weird reaction to when they first start taking PrEP, that they get really sick. And it like happens for a few weeks, but then it kind of subsides once your body gets used to it. But a lot of people don't like how they feel in the beginning, and so they get off of it. But And there are some cases where people actually can't take it, where you just get sick every time you take it, period, no matter what, and your body just can't adjust to it. I have heard of these circumstances, but for the most part, if you do get sick at the beginning, don't worry. You're probably good. Joe says, yes, I have been for years. Daniel says, I'm not on PrEP anymore. That's because this bitch done got herself married. So clearly Daniel was on PrEP, but like he's been with this guy for a very long period of time now. So I'm guessing he's not on PrEP anymore because he's with this guy. But that just goes to show that any gay from San Francisco is in the know and either was and or isn't because, well, in this case, it sounds like he doesn't have to be. Morgan says, yes, I'm on PrEP. Keshav says, yes, 2 - 1 - 1. I have no idea what that fucking means. But he said yes. I have to Google that shit. Pedro says, yes, apritude. So, you guys, for those of you not in the know, because, listen, there are those of you out there that don't even know what a fucking PrEP pill is. So you're definitely not going to know that apritude is like the first and pretty new injectable PrEP situation that you can go to your doctor and get. So basically, it's like a shot. You get it, I think it's like once a month or once every other month or something like that. It's very new. But listen, you don't have to take a fucking pill. You can go to your doctor and ask for apritude. Michael number 2 says, yes, of course, I'm on PrEP. Daniel number 2. God, you guys, I have got to stop making friends with the same fucking name. Jesus. Daniel number 2 says as follows. Yes. Kevin says, of course I'm on PrEP. Otherwise, I wouldn't be this much of a slut. All right, so I'm so happy to fucking see that we got almost all yeses. Some people who actually were like, duh, like, why would I not be on PrEP? And the no answers that we collected this week were either people who couldn't stomach the feeling of being on PrEP because they just had an adverse reaction to it, or people in committed monogamous relationships that have no necessary need to be on PrEP because they're only sleeping with one person, or people who just made a conscious decision to use condoms. And that's the kind of shit that I want to hear. But mostly, I'm just so proud that like the bulk majority, like 90% of you said that yes, you are in fact on PrEP. But you guys, I'm here to tell you that across this country, that is not actually the case. But if you didn't get your answer read this week, don't worry. Just continue to follow on Instagram at ExposingMyGay. And remember, the funnier the answer, the more likely you'll be read live on the show. And you can also check MyGayExposePodcast.com and check like on the listen tab and see what the question is each and every week and submit your answer. It's all there just in case you missed the Instagram story. And now let's get my gay expose and we'll find out all the reasons why my favorite color is PrEP pill blue. All right, you guys, listen, I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster. And it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow my gay expose podcast to get to that next best thing. Let me tell all of you all the reasons why my favorite color is prep pill blue. Now, listen, I have a t-shirt on my Bossy Power Bottom Wear line that is that. It's called the Blue Pill, and the shirt says, my favorite color is prep pill blue. Now, you guys, when I created this shirt, I actually used the exact hex code color of prep pill blue. Like, I did the research to ensure that that shit is prep pill blue. And I don't know if you've noticed this at all, but like the color scheme that I use for this very show just so happens to be that same hex color for prep pill blue. And baby, that's fucking branding at its fucking finest. I have gone out of my way to just take every single aspect of this show and exude something gay that we all need to pay attention to in society. But listen, I recently had a conversation with an individual that I'm not going to reveal for a few different reasons. But long story short, this person knew everything about the idea of you equals you. The whole notion of undetectable equals untransmittable. So this is for those of you who might not be in the know, which if you've listened to this show, you should already know what this shit means. But I fully understand that because I live in my cute little cozy San Francisco gay bubble, that I'm fully versed about AIDS, HIV, PrEP, U equals U, all of it. And this is just something that we as gays here in the city, we all know about it. But I understand that people that live outside of this cute little cozy San Francisco gay bubble just don't know all the ins and outs. And our government has done a very good job of sweeping all of this shit under the rug for the past like 40 fucking years. And literally tried to make everybody forget about AIDS, HIV, all of it. Even to a place where they have like swept away all of the education that I feel is so fucking important to everyone in today's gay society, or just in society. Because after all, just to let you all know, AIDS and HIV is affecting far more than just the gay community. It's actually bleeding in to the straight community. There was actually a report that stated for the first time in history in this current moment in the UK, HIV infections have surpassed the gay community in regards to straights contracting the virus. That's right, folks. You didn't hear me wrong. I said it. HIV infections have surpassed the numbers of infected gays versus affected straights. This means that straight people in the UK are contracting HIV more often than the gays. So this is no longer just a gay virus, you guys. This is actually something that's infecting our entire world. And in the United States, the statistics are maybe not that extreme, but they're very, very close. There is a significant amount of people in this fucking country that are getting HIV, and 1 in 8 individuals walking around this country is HIV positive, and wait for it, doesn't even fucking know it. It's just so important that we just spew out all of this education and letting people know how they can protect themselves sexually so that they don't get this virus. And it's just so annoying to me that our government just wants to cut funding, doesn't want to be bothered with it, doesn't want to talk about it because it's not PC. It's just complete and total bullshit. But I got off on a little bit of a fucking tangent there. This shit, honestly, you guys, I'm so passionate about this topic of conversation. It's just mind blowing. This individual, back to this story about this individual, they knew all about this U equals U. the entire notion that when you're HIV positive and undetectable, that means you're on the necessary medications to ensure that you can have sex with somebody unprotected and not contract the virus. This is a real thing that nobody fucking knows about in this goddamn country. And it's just high time that we spread the word that if you're positive, it's so important for you to get the necessary medical care so that you can get on this medication so that you're not spreading the virus to people and become that person who maybe is that 1 in 8 walking around HIV positive and doesn't even know it. But this individual knew all about the U equals U, knew all the ins and outs, all about the medication, all of it. And somehow in this conversation, PrEP got brought up. And this person didn't know what PrEP was. They literally looked at me and said, "What is PrEP?" And I just could not believe my ears. Like, and this, you guys, this is the kind of stuff that really just upsets me so much. PrEP is the pill. This PrEP pill blue color that you see right before your eyes as you listen along to this show is a pill that you take once a day to ensure that when you have sex unprotected with anyone who might be one of these 1 in 8 individuals who's HIV positive, that you will not contract the virus. It's a preventative. It's smart to like be that person who actually is taking this like the same way that you take a multivitamin every day. And I'm here to tell you guys, in the gay community in San Francisco, everybody is either on their HIV medication because they're positive and undetectable, or they're on PrEP so that they don't become positive. And this is just what we need to tell the fucking world, that people need to get on this medication. If you're a sexually active individual, whether gay, straight, or other, you need to be on either one of these medications to ensure that we slow the spread of this virus. And, you know, there's organizations such as the AIDS Life Cycle that actually, this is their biggest mission in life. Their aim is to get to zero infections. And you guys, I believe that if we educate the world, let everyone know that this is actually a thing, that you can get on PrEP, that you can get on medications if you're positive so that you don't contract the virus to others. This is this fucking shit that we need to be telling every single fucking person. This shit needs to be taught in sex ed classes in school. I don't give a fuck what your religion is. This needs to be something taught because you never know what your kids are going to get into. And it's just high time that we implement this and not sit here and stigmatize this as a death sentence or a gay thing. It's not that way anymore. It's affecting everyone. And I'm just so tired of this stigma about people who are positive and that people view them as dirty and how people are afraid to come out as HIV positive because they're just so worried about what anyone will think. And I mean, stories of people trying to get out there and date and knowing that they're going to have that hard conversation with somebody that they're getting serious with, letting them know that they're positive and undetectable. And it's a 50-50 gamble. This person either will know and understand or they won't know at all. And it's just, just like that, just like the snap of a finger, it could all be over in this moment. And it's just such a hard concept to wrap your mind around. And I just want so badly for everybody to understand these two concepts. Just get on fucking PrEP and get tested regularly. And if you do contract the virus, the HIV virus, guess what? Your life's not fucking over. You can get on medications to ensure that you will be living a long, full, happy, and healthy life. There were two individuals on the AIDS Life Cycle that I got very close to this year. They were both in their 70s. You guys, they were both HIV positive and were telling us their story about living through the 80s and just like experiencing all of that death all around them. And the fact that they're both in their 70s and still alive because of medications, because science has advanced so significantly, this is the proof right here. These two individuals are the proof that people living with the virus can live a long, full, happy, and healthy life. It's real. It's a thing. And everybody just needs to know. So on that note, there's so many ways that you can get on PrEP, you guys. Most insurances, by the way, will cover this PrEP. They completely covered free of charge. It is a very expensive medication. It's like one of those medications that's like $4,000 a month. And so, I mean, you might have to go through some hoops and fill out some paperwork, but you guys, the payoff is far more rewarding than finding out that you contracted the virus one day because you had a very messy night of drinking out at the gay bars and you went home with a guy and then you didn't know him and then you had sex and then you found out a couple months later that you're in fact positive. There's just too many stories. We need to make this a thing. But here's the thing. I recently stumbled upon this organization called MISTR. It's spelled M-I-S-T-R. Like you just get rid of the E. And it's actually an organization that provides PrEP free of charge. And here's the catch, you guys. There is no catch. It's free online PrEP and STI testing. There's no doctor's office, no needles, no paperwork. And guess what? Free delivery to your doorstep. If you want information on how you can get your hands on PrEP for free, you guys, MISTR.com, MISTR.com. You literally do everything through a prescribed doctor online. You don't have to go to the office. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to get your blood, none of it. You just get the test through this individual and everything is just shipped to you for free. It's all free. There's no excuses now. All of you can get this in your life. It's easy. MISTR.com. I've done the research. It's legit, you guys. And I fully 100% endorse this organization for being like there's nobody else doing this out there aside from, you know, clinics and like insurance organizations. This is a big fucking deal. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be on PrEP right now in this moment. So check it out. Get it done. Do it now. Now, you guys, listen, AIDS Life Cycle is approaching. In this moment, we're months away and I need to raise $3,500 to basically do everything that I've talked about, to educate the world, to raise awareness, to provide the financial resources for little Timmy from Omaha, Nebraska, who just moved to San Francisco, who had a messy night of drinking, who went home with some guy, who had sex and found out that he's HIV positive and is so scared and doesn't know what to do next. Organizations such as the AIDS Life Cycle provide the funds for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation, as well as a Los Angeles LGBT Center, and provide free services so that little Timmy can go to a clinic, get tested for free, get medication for free. It's all for the most incredible cause of all time. And raising awareness and educating people on all of the ins and outs of U equals U, PrEP, all of it is so fucking goddamn important. I don't even think I have to go through the motions of explaining how important this shit is. I recently caught some news about, I think it was from like Gay Times or some shit like that, that basically said that in the UK, they're actually releasing a series of advertisements that are educating people on HIV, people living with HIV, with PrEP, with the U equals U notion, all of it. And it's the first time in our society that anyone has done any sort of advertisement on this topic of conversation in 40 years. Years. You guys, 40 years, almost my entire lifetime, the entire world has tried to put like a zipper in regards to talking about PrEP and U equals U and HIV and people living with the stigma. All of it, it's just bullshit. And I just think it's high time that we here in the United States shout out loud and proud to the world of all of our knowledge that we know about this topic until I'm fucking PrEP pill blue in the face. That's part of my job. And literally, I know I'm sounding so passionate about this shit right now in this moment, but you guys, this is such an important topic of conversation for me. And I've just embraced the AIDS Life Cycle community and fully immersed and involved in all of it. And it is my job to be an LGBTQ plus community activist and endorse this shit as much as I possibly can. So from this moment moving forward, I know that I've stated on Bossy Power Bottom Wear, which you can find on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com, MyGayExposePodcast.com, and BossyPowerBottom.com. I have a shirt that says "You equals you, so let's fuck," which since the inception of Bossy Power Bottom Wear, I have basically been donating 100% of the purchase of that specific shirt to my AIDS life cycle journey. And as of this moment that you're hearing the sound of this recording, I will officially donate 100% of the proceeds for the My Favorite Color is Prep Pill Blue t-shirt as well. It's all going straight to my AIDS life cycle journey. So from now on, from this moment moving forward, when you purchase the You Equals You or the Blue Pill t-shirt, 100% of those proceeds will go to my AIDS life cycle journey. And before we segue out of this week's expose, you guys, I need your help. Please, please, please donate to my AIDS life cycle journey. Links in the show notes, links in all of my social media bios, links in all of my websites. If you pretty much just Google Ronnie Washburn, you can find a way to donate to my AIDS life cycle journey and get the You Equals You t-shirt or the My Favorite Color is Prep Pill Blue t-shirt and rock that shit at your next gay or pride event or just to the gym. It's as simple as that. But please, you guys, do me a solid. Buy these two pieces because this is me doing my part to spread all of this awareness and this knowledge so that everybody can get a little piece of knowing what it means to have their favorite color be Prep Pill Blue. What do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights, hot jock tops or bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think we learned a whole hell of a lot. We learned that if you don't know what PrEP is, well, now you do. And now you also know that not only most likely your insurance will cover it, but also there's other options like Mr.com that can actually provide you with that Prep Pill Blue pill in your hand to take each and every day so that you can ensure that when you have sex unprotected, that basically you're not going to contract HIV. And the entire notion of knowing that you can actually have unprotected sex with a guy who's positive and undetectable, even if you're not on PrEP, is a thing as well. We learned so much shit today that I feel like I need to sit up in front of our fucking government, especially the Republicans, and just spew out all of this to them and let them know that the UK has one-upped us by actually doing advertisement, putting money into advertisements to educate their people on PrEP and HIV, all of it. It's high time. We need that in our lives here in the United States. But I really just want to hear from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. What the fuck do you think? Are you on PrEP? Do you know what PrEP is? Do you know what U equals U is? Just give me a call at the official My Gay Expose podcast hotline and tell me all about it at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave me a message, and tell me all about what you think about this week's expose. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars. Follow on Spotify. don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Positive Plus One, all at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, MyGayExposePodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the official show question of the week for the Your Gay Exposé segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com. And pick out your next piece for your upcoming gay and or pride-related event, or, you know, just shit that you want to wear at the gym to ensure that you'll get fucked in the showers. And now you can get fucked in the showers without a condom, because now you know about PrEP as well as U equals U. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will rock. My favorite color is PrEP Pill Blue t-shirt from Bossy Power Bottom Wear with all of you next time. This week's expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.